reach hands and penalties, six of them, four holdings, one face mask, and one illegal formation. That's something they need to shore up before next week against Beaverton.
Absolutely. And you know how Coach Shelke is, as good as anybody, Clark. He's going to look at this score and instantly nitpick his team. How can we get better? And that's the first thing he's going to mention is we have to clean up the penalties. Those are drive killers, as Bad Axe found out tonight. Not totally surprised James Shelke wasn't the leading rusher, Clark. In this game, when Harbor Beach took off, you knew you were going to use less of James Shelke. It is a long season. The last thing you want him to do is banged up in week one or week two with that league conference schedule coming up. But it was good to see. Our question was for Harbor Beach in this game. We knew James Shelke was there. We knew Daniel Lanphier was the guy that was going to step up. But who was going to be that third back that was going to really take over? I don't know if we know who it is yet. But
I don't know either.
There is some stiff competition. Obviously, Tyler Burkhart wants some more carries. Devin Puff has proven he needs some carries as well. There are some options. He likes putting Cole Anderson back there, not only as the fullback, but he's the best blocker of the group, Clark. So he provides extra protection and an even better blocker when the play is going to James Shelke. So he has a lot of tools to use, and then he likes sliding some of those guys outside as receivers. Obviously, Michael Anderson and the touchdown catch to Roberts, they really did a nice job spreading the ball around. I just can't speak enough to the changes that Coach Shelke made throughout the game. Come out with the wing tee. He wanted to run the football. And Baddox was tough up the middle, led by Wyatt Humphrey Phillips, a couple of our tough guys that we like to watch in that linebacking core. They did a good job early, and it didn't take long. And that page of the playbook got flipped over on the clipboard, Clark. And let's go back to our spread offense and spread out that defense and see if they can stop a run game. And Baddox had no answer. That's when Harbor Beach opened the floodgates. And again, kudos to them for having such a deep playbook they can go to. And when they spread it out, they found some success. When they took that spread and pulled that second running back into the backfield, that's when they really took off, because Bad Axe's speed, or lack of speed, was really vulnerable from that spread offense.
You know, Dave, we've seen Harbor Beach do that a number of times, especially on those long state championship dry or runs of years past for Harbor Beach. Troy Shelke would throw that second running back in the backfield, and that would throw off the opposing defense every single time. What's going on there?
Well, what you're seeing is basically your wing tee. You're seeing two running backs. You're seeing multiple options, because when James Shelke catches that ball and holds it out in front of him, both backs are going. One's going straight. One's crossing behind him. They're going in every direction, and it's basically a read option with three players instead of just two. And James Shelke, credit to him, you can tell he's a very intelligent player, has great vision, can see what's going on. And if he feels that the right side is blocked well and there's an opening, that's when he lets the ball go to that running back going to the right, and so on and so forth to the left side. And if he doesn't like either of them, now he's got two blockers going in each direction, and he keeps the ball for himself and follows them and utilizing that extra blocker. It is very difficult to stop. And then the last part of that option is, that we didn't even talk about yet, is he doesn't like any of the above, and he stays in the pocket and throws the football. So you get so many more weapons and options coming from that extra running back, being in the backfield, still having three receivers out there. The trick to that is, Clark, not only having a quarterback with the ability to do all these things, multitask greatly, but you have to have an offensive line that can give you time. And not only that, create some holes for the running game. And from top to bottom, they did a great job, from the coaching staff to the offense to the defense. And you know he's going to be giving the special teams a hard time for giving up that kick return.
Yes, indeed.
But anyways, a really good game from start to finish. But the way they finished the game, in the adjustments they made throughout the game, during the game, gives you credit to a veteran coaching staff that Harbor Beach has.
Now let's take a look at the other scores around the region. We have USA falling to Ubley, actually being shut out in Ubley, was at 34-0. That game has been over for at least an hour now. We have Vassar losing to Hemlock. Last we heard at halftime, 38-7.
34-7.
Yeah, there it is. Yes.
Yeah, we just got an update that's in the fourth quarter. So Hemlock looking like they're going to beat Vassar. Brown City had just scored in the middle of the fourth quarter. They're down 27-20 to New Haven. So a close game there, but most likely a New Haven victory there as well. And that's about it. We haven't heard anything from Cass City yet, Clark. But a couple other interesting things I thought you might find from this game. Arbor Beach had 16 first downs in this game.
Wow.
Baddox had 13.
I believe that. I will believe that, yeah. I bet you most of those were in the first half.
Time of possession. They both had 8 in the first half.
Okay.
Arbor Beach had 8 in the second half as well. Time of possession is the other interesting one, Clark. 9 minutes of possession Baddox had in the first quarter.
Okay.
They ended with 23 alone. So they only had
14 over the course of the next three quarters.
Of the next three quarters, correct. They basically had shy of 4 minutes in the second quarter, 5.5 minutes in the third, and 4.5 minutes in the fourth. They just didn't have the football. Harbor Beach did. And actually, with that deficit in the first quarter, Harbor Beach flipped time of possession. They had the ball 51% of the time in this game. So very even when the game was first to fourth quarter. But the way Bad Axe came out, I know you and I were looking at each other like, wow, there was this is a different Bad Axe team. And then looking at third downs, Harbor Beach, 6 of 8, 75% of the time.
Wow, that's a good percentage.
Bad Axe was 2 for 9. And okay. Then fourth downs, Harbor Beach never had one.
They did punt away.
But they never attempted a fourth down. Bad Axe was 0 for 2 on their opportunities. So some interesting stats there when it comes to time possession and third down conversions. But Harbor Beach, obviously, very effective. And part of that that you don't see in that percentage, Clark, is Harbor Beach never had a play that went for a loss.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
And they did not turn the football over. So their third downs are 3rd and 5, 3rd and 4, 3rd and 6, where Bad Axe had quite a few times with a penalty, a snap that hit the turf, where they had 3rd and 10, 3rd and 11, 3rd and 12. You know, it's hard to convert first downs when you have 3rd and 12. It's just tough. And I think that's what you've seen. And part of that, Harbor Beach defense played very, very well. More physical, like Troy Shelkey wants to see.
And that's very promising for Harbor Beach, you know, moving forward. And they have a big game next week in a neutral site at Saginaw Valley State University against Beaverton, a game they lost last year. And then, of course, Bad Axe actually is also going to be in Saginaw. They're taking on the Catholics in Saginaw Novell next Friday. Always a tough game. We saw that game here last year at Novell. Slowly but surely pulled away, especially in the third and fourth quarters. And so tough sledding next week as well for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Speaking of comebacks, though, Dave, I know it is preseason and I know it is the fourth quarter, but Detroit is now beating New England after trailing 24-0. They are now leading 27-24.
Wow.
So you
didn't see that coming.
Well, it's the NFL. What do you expect?
Maybe they have the wrong guy starting.
Maybe there was a halftime trade. We got Tom Brady. I don't know.
I'm not sure what happened there.
Well, we have one more item of business to do before we sign off here, Dave, tonight, and that would be the media roundtable. Doug Cole goes home with a victory, and I think Doug will go home and shake the hands of every single special teams player on both sides of the ball, Bad Axe and Harbor Beach, for that touchdown, as Paul Adams was spot on with 44 until that touchdown, and that gave the victory to Doug Cole with a differential of 34.
More specifically, I think the smack talk text we all got in the group
I think
that kick turn went the other way, so I got to pick on Paul there a little bit, but I did want to point out most of the fourth quarter, Doug Cole was virtually 1 or 2 points off, and if Bad Axe were to score, I was back in the driver's seat, and if Harbor Beach scored, Paul was in the driver's seat. So we had it surrounded. We were all right there. It was just a matter of where that last touchdown fell, and it fell in the arms of Doug Cole in this case. So I'd like to think all three of us were right there, right on it, and it's just a matter of who got that last touchdown at the end. In this case, the new guy, Doug Cole, gets on the board first.
New guy, 5 years, yeah.
Well, in the media roundtable, new guy.
And what you're trying to say, Dave, is we might actually be knowing what we're doing. Maybe I'm not saying we do because I know we don't.
Well, we all have our hiccups, but I thought we had this game picked out pretty good, especially since it's week one.
Yeah, I certainly had plenty of hiccups tonight.
Something, yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah. All right, well, Dave, final thoughts from tonight.
It's great to be back, Clark. Good to be back calling football games again. Bad Axe, tough day today, and their schedule does not let up. We pointed that out. They go to Saginaw, Novell. It just does not stop. The Western Conference is loaded. They're tough. And, again, kudos to Harbor Beach on a well-fought game. Good to see them play really, really well, because all we talked about on Wednesday was how good Ubley is and how lack of competition they have. And whether they beat Harbor Beach down the road or not, the better Harbor Beach plays, the better it is for Ubley and better it is for the Eastern Conference in general. So it was good to see Harbor Beach come out and play well and make a statement that they're going to be a contender in the East this year. And, again, can't wait to call our next game next week.
It should be fun. We'll see how it goes.
Jumping right to 8-man football.
We will be down in Deckerville covering that game. Doug Cole, Dave Hansen, and Clark Ramsey.
The Division 8 player, runner-up state finalist last year. Can't wait to see what kind of product they put on.